الله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله كثيرا. الحمد لله على كل حال. الحمد لله الذي جعل يوم الجمعة سيد الأيام، ولا نعبد ولا نستعين إلا إياه، وهو الذي فرض صلاة الجمعة بقوله تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع. والصلاة والسلام على محمد سيد الأنام وعلى أصحابه الكرام وعلى ستة الباقية من العشرة المبشرة والقائل الصحابة والطابعين رضوان الله تعالى عليه أجمعين، أما بعد. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعد الله الذين آمنوا منكم وعملوا الصالحات ليستخلفنهم في الأرض كما استخلف الذين من قبلهم وليمكنن لهم دينهم الذي ارتضى لهم وليبدلنهم من بعد خوفهم أمنا يعبدونني لا يشركون بي شيئا ومن كفر بعد ذلك فأولئك هم الفاسقون. I seek refuge in Allah from shaitan. I seek refuge in Allah from the cursed one, the outcast one. I seek refuge in Allah from the evil within myself. I seek refuge in Allah from ruining myself and my own actions. I seek refuge in Allah from misleading and from being misled, from betraying and being betrayed into ignorance by others. I ask Allah from Adana to guide all of our hearts and guide all of our tongues and give us all a look that is merciful, a heart that is enlightened, a tongue that is truthful, a knowledge that is useful, a conduct and a character that Allah is pleased with. May He have mercy on all of us and raise us in the company of the righteous. Ameen. All praise is due to Allah through every circumstance, in every condition, and in everything. And all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. And all praise is due to Allah many times. And all praise is due to Allah who has made Friday superior unto over all the days. We need to worship nor seek the assistance of any other except that of Allah alone, who has made it obligatory on us by saying, O you who believe, whenever you hear a call for the Jum'ah Salat, hasten to the remembrance of Allah and stop business. And we send countless blessings upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and on his wives, and on his companions, and on the six other worthy companions. It was 10 of them in all, Salat al-Rajideen plus 6, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had promised paradise. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill in the gaps, purify what is impure, and as to what follows. The reminder from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes from Surah An-Nur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a translation. Allah has promised those who believe and do good deeds that He will certainly make them vicegerents in the land. And he made those before them, or as He made those before them, and will certainly establish for them their religion, which He has chosen for them, and will certainly give them peace and place of fear in which they were before. They worship Me, ascribe no partners to Me, and those who turn infidel after that are the transgressors. I was going through that ayah, and then there was another ayah that I liked the part of Allah. It was the promise of Allah. I wanted to focus on the promise of Allah. But then I wanted to focus on how do we get this promise of Allah. And this ayah comes, the other ayah comes from Surah Al-Ra'd, or the thunder. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the translation, for every one among you, there are angels replacing one another, in front of him and behind him, who guard him under the command of Allah. Surely Allah does not change the condition of a people unless they change themselves. When Allah intends evil for a people, there is no way to turn it back, and for them, there is no patron other than Him. So, I wanted to focus that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given us a promise. And then I wanted to focus on how do we get that, how are we able to be, inherit that promise. What do we need to do in order to get that promise? And it's simple from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that we have to change. We have to change. And starting with what do we change inside of our lives, knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us to be Muslim, and we still seem like we on the lowest of the low. We still seem like we don't get the respect that we're supposed to get as Muslims and in Islam. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this is a prophet from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this land. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He does not change the condition of a people until they first change within themselves. So we have to focus on change. And one of the main things that I want to remind us that we all have to focus on changing first and foremost is changing our mind. We have to change our mindset. This is very difficult. This is very difficult. The challenge is upon us. Because changing your mind inside of an environment who is constantly programming or using mind control against everybody, not just Muslims, against everybody. They have studied the human so much that they are able to predict your next movement just because they're focused on mind control. But this comes from Shaitan. This comes from Shaitan being able to know the human. So now even us as Islam, our Islam takes us away from following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in so many different ways, even though we call ourselves Muslim. Because now the knowledge, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we gain this knowledge, and then this knowledge takes us to the Prophet. Because now we have become arrogant. We think that we're better than somebody else. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us to learn some Arabic, some hadith. We think we know everything, what's haram, the best actions. We think we know, so now we become judgmental upon others, and then we look down, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلُّ مُخْتَالٍ لَهُ. He doesn't love any arrogant boaster. He doesn't love them at all. Not even a little bit. Not even a little bit. The minute we think that we have better skills or anything than anybody else, it's full of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we've lost. Become a child is a test. The minute we can sit there, and every time we look and we see the way we are, we find what's wrong. Instead of focusing on what's right, we tune in to the negative, and then we forget about the positive. We see one thing that brothers do that's not good, but subhanAllah, the brother then did so much other things that's good, but then we jump on him, focus on that. We beat him up. We have to change our mind. In the mind, I was listening to the Sheikh, mashallah, may Allah have mercy on him and accept from him. He was teaching about the mind is the chief, and the body is the servant, and the consciousness is the controller. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about taqwa inside of the Quran, it is the taqwa, it is your consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is the controller so that you can program your mindset to always fear Allah, remember Allah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, He talks and He gives a prescription of who has this consciousness. Who has the consciousness? He gives a list. Inside of when they were fighting about, it was a simple example. They were fighting about the qibla. They were fighting about which way to make salat. And if some people were in ruku, some people just obeyed and they turned when they said, your qibla has been turned from Masjid al-Aqsa, from Jerusalem, now to Saudi, to Mecca, to the Kaaba. It has been changed. And some people said, no, they're not going to change. Allah had to give this to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam so that he can explain it to the people. لَيْسَ الذِّرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبِلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ وَلَكِنَّ الذِّرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالْكِتَابِ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ وَآتَى الْمَالَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ ذَوِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ وَالسَّائِلِينَ وَفِي الرِّقَابِ. These three steps in Islam: وَإِقَامُ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيتَاءُ الزَّكَاةِ وَالْمُوفُونَ بِعَهْدِهِمْ إِذَا عَاهَدُوا
وقوم حين البأس والضراء وحين البأس أولئك الذين صدقوا وأولئك هم المتقون. متقون تقوى. These are the ones that's true. You're fighting over which way in the Bible, but that's not what's righteous. But let me tell you what righteousness is. That you believe in Allah. That you believe in the last day. That you believe in the messengers, in his books, in his angels. That you give to the needy. That you give to the wayfarer. That you give to those who ask you. Your nearest kindred close to you. That you establish the salat. That you establish the zakat. That you keep your promises when you make your promise. That you be patient in good times and hard times. These is the ones that's true. And these are the ones who have the consciousness. Who have that taqwa. So we have to program our mind. We have to reprogram our mind to always try to focus on Allah. To focus on Allah, because one thing that the Shaykh was saying, lying, greed, cheating, stealing, these sins, lusts, desires, self, these are the things that make us suffer. You understand? These sins make us suffer. They make us suffer inside of this world. And now we have made them habits. We have made them habits so that we are in a continuous cycle of, it said when you're in this stage, you're only in that cycle of perpetual cycle of birth and death. There's no evolving. You're only in a cycle. People live, people die. People live, people die. But nobody evolves. No one moves to the next step. As a human being, as a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where the angel is always guarding him, he is protected, and this promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is upon us. Where Allah will give us, instead of us being afraid to make salat in the airport, or being afraid to make salat in the schools, in the universities, in the streets, at our jobs, that we are able to be at peace and happy. Allah switched it. He says the promise of Allah. Where everybody around us is Muslim, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He will make the land Islam, establish Islam in your land, the deen in your land. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala established this deen inside of our land, we don't fit in it. Because we have Islam. We are Muslim. But we are free. We are afraid. Allah promised us, but we don't trust it. Because our mind has been reprogrammed. Instantly, we automatically worry. We fear police. We fear harassment. We fear the employer as if they hold on to our risk. I don't want to do that. We compromise our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thinking that the people have power. So we compromise. So then this promise, if we all we get is what we put our trust into from the people. Now they say we'll give you a check. Don't go make salat on Jummah. We'll give you a check. Come out, hang out with us, let's celebrate Sabbath. We'll give you a check. And I'm not telling people not to engage or go to, sometimes they have these get-togethers at the, I know this, they call them Christmas parties at the jobs, I know. And at the schools, I know. And then you don't want to make people feel a certain kind of way. How many love? But what we have to do is, we have to try to find a way, if we're in that environment, and you know you're going to go, so it's not even the whole objective of having that argument is a waste of time. What you have to make yourself do is find out how you can benefit the people. How can I teach somebody something about Allah? what can I say? I can't stay long because I gotta go and fix a lot. Something small. How can I remind the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if I'm inside of an environment where they have forgotten about Allah? I'm gonna go. How can I remind them? This is supposed to be our mindset. Every time I need to say something about Allah, something about Islam, something about what I truly believe inside of my heart, so that if we do not get trapped up in this thing about being fearful of who of the promise of Allah. It's a reality. We have the promise of Allah, but we are afraid of people. So we cannot accept this inside of ourselves. We have to change our mind. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us, purify us, and purify us. We call it that. Allahumma. Ameen. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah, Kathiran. Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. إن الله لا يغير بقوم لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغيروا بأنفسهم. This is how we get the pleasure. This is how we win. This is how we be successful. In America, we're here. We are America. America needs Islam. America needs Islam. They are not our teachers. Do you understand? We are the leaders in order to be able to help this place. And you cannot sit there and think that what we gonna do, how we gonna do. No! All you have to do is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to do. That's it. Be kind. Be a good reminder. A beautiful example. Keep your promises. Be patient. Don't be fearful. That's what we have to do. Be good examples of Islam. So that when the people ask you about you, or how you're so successful, why are you always happy? You have happy children. You have happy homes. How are you able to do this? Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. And for you, you would think that it's the other way around. That it seems like they're getting everything. They have it. They have all that they have, the ability to call the shots, they do all that. Oh, listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. They have it now because that's all. That's all they're going to get. They get nothing in the hereafter. If you don't believe in the hereafter, then go ahead. Follow them. If you do not believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control, then follow what they're doing. If you believe that it's okay to lie, to steal, to cheat people, to hurt people's feelings, to entrap them, if you believe that's okay, follow. Go ahead. Because that's how you become successful following America. They don't care nothing about the people. Do you understand? They are opportunists. The lives of, they capitalize on the lives of people. The man run up in the school, he shoot everybody, and now you have people out there selling stuff. People is in pain. They capitalize on people's pain, misery. They use everything in order to get money. And we do it too, as Muslims. We do it too. Oh, we set up fundraisers. We need this, we need this. Lying to the people, getting the money, misusing it. We do it too. So how is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala supposed to fulfill His promise to us? We don't deserve it. You understand, we have to change. Because Allah won't change our condition until we change. And that means as individuals, as families, as communities, and as nations. Do you understand? Can you imagine? Man, you have to believe in this promise of Allah. If you can't do nothing else, all you gotta do is believe. You know, Allah said He's gonna do it. He's gonna do it. And I believe in it, so I'm not gonna fall, I'm not gonna go sideways. This whisper is very potent. Allah says it, man. Stop thinking that you can beat Shaitan. Stop thinking, you know, come on, Shaitan, I can win. You can't do that. The only way you can win against Shaitan and the whisper of Shaitan is either that or left. That's all you can do, is question yourself and everything.
Oh, I don't know. If it's for you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
if it's for you, then bless me to do it. If it's not, you can't trust yourself, man. This is what you got to start understanding. You can't trust yourself. You can't trust how you feel. The only thing you can do is put your trust in Allah and then keep walking. This really is. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you do some amazing things. He will use you for good instead of using you to be the example of something else. We have to, man. We have to start everything that we do inside of our life. We have to say, I have front, Allah, I beg you to be pleased with this action. If we question our action, then maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not pleased with it. We have to submit to the things that we don't like. I'm driving up, I feel like I'm running late. I know for a fact that it is only Allah. The life can change. There's an old man walking, holding up the whole traffic. He's walking with a buggy, just pushing it. Two steps. Just baby steps across the whole street. Normally, alhamdulillah, I would be like, come on, move, move. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been blessing me to get a little bit of sense. This time, I'm grateful. That I said, this is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is only, there's no room for us to be angry. There's no room for us to be upset about anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a plan that's bigger than us. And I don't want to sound insensitive. I'm really just trying to tell all of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they teach some of our family members. Some of our loved ones are being killed. I know. My father was killed too. So I'm not being insensitive where I don't know. They shot him 20 times, said he was trying to establish Sharia in America. How many left? Some of your family members are overseas, they're hurt and they're pain. You can't take this time to be upset and to be angry. You can't take the Shaitan uses that. He uses that and he tries to make you read Quran and then try to find whatever you can do to justify fighting and being angry and moving. The Prophet said, do not become angry. Do not become angry. If you are chosen to fight for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the best way to fight. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not give you a way to fight when you ain't gonna win. Do you understand? So the whole thing of people talking about we gonna stand up to fight and we gonna stand, don't listen to this guy. He's a troublemaker. Or you just don't know no better. Focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah bless us to be strong, to be able to speak. When the Prophet Musa, pay attention, man. Prophet Musa, he didn't have to lift the sword. The Prophet sometimes, when they took over Mecca, they didn't have to hurt nobody. We not understanding how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala established the land when we read the stories. How he established deen inside of the land. So nowadays, you gotta look at it. It's not about you have to have a gun. You don't need it. I'm telling you the truth. And if you don't want to hear it, I'm sorry. But I'm trying to tell you, you don't need to be putting your face inside no gun. You don't need to put your face inside of no knife. You need to put your face inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make you stand there and you are doing some amazing things when the man trying to shoot you and he can't because he sees the frail of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all you do is just keep quiet. Because your dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so powerful. Your faith in Allah is bigger than a gun. Your faith in Allah is more powerful than a knife. Your faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and your worth of who Allah blessed you to be is unlimited. You understand that? It's unlimited. And if we all focus on this, we can keep strengthening each other when we get weak. We can strengthen each other. We just have to make sure that we don't fall for these kind of traps from Shaitan and the servants of Shaitan. Because sometimes the servants of Shaitan don't know no better. They just following the whisper. prosper because they're too weak to stand up against anything else. They just follow. They just follow. Whatever stuff comes to their mind, I ask my son, why did you do that? I don't know. I don't know why I did that. I remember when I was young and I did the same thing. Why did you do it? I don't even know. How many of us are continuously doing stuff we don't even know why we did it? I'm going to tell you why you did it. Shaitan whisper into the heart, least will do. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhannas, qad jaakum maw'idatum min rabbikum wa shifaa' lima fi sudur. That it will cure, this direction instruction from your Lord will cure what's in your heart. So it'll cure what you think you've done in life. When you change your mind and say, I only want to focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I want to do good for Allah, I want to help, I want to do good, I want to be a good husband, a good wife, a good brother, a good mother, a good sister, a good son, a good daughter. I want to be a good person. I want to be a good employee for Allah's sake. I want to be a good student for Allah's sake. I want to get this mercy for Allah's sake. And whatever you do, engineer, doctor, I want to help people for Allah's sake. I want to send people to Hajj for Allah's sake. I want to make movies that will remind people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to do entertainment only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever you think you want to do, whatever it is, it's got to be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, we just like everybody else. And that's not what we're here for. Those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, La ilaha illallah, we're not here to be like everybody else. We're here to be reminders for everybody else. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَاهِدُ اللَّهُ حَقَّ جِهَادِهِ هُوَ اجْتَبَاكُمْ وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ حَرَجْ مِنْ تَعْدِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ هُوَ سَمَّاكُمْ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِنْ قَبْلُهُ فِي هَذَا لِيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ شَهِيدًا عَلَيْكُمْ وَتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ. He's going to be, you'll be a witness, the messenger will be a witness for you, and you'll be a witness for mankind. Do you understand? We have to help these people. And if we know Islam is the most thing, that's the only thing that's going to help them. Do you understand? How to stop lying. Right now they're trying to figure out where they're going to go. They're going to go print a trillion more dollars. That's not going to help them. I think the answer is money, because they lie to tell another lie to tell another lie. But if somebody is not there to give some proper nasiha, we can't put our trust in that thing. We got to help them. So this is not anti-America, this is pro-America. We want to help y'all, man. Look, these people is running around killing people. They call Muslims terrorists, but they don't call nobody else no terrorists. Come on, man. 26 children, 20 children. That's not terror. That's not terror. Come on, man. This is a reality that we're living in. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us to be able to be among those who know. Those who know. Those who know. So if Allah blessed us to be among those who know, what do we know? La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. And we can't hide. We can't do it, man. We can't hide our Islam. We can't hide what we believe. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to make it here, Islam here anyway. And we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would accept all of our good works. So we just have to do more of it. We have to do more. More good works, more amal, for Allah's sake. More reminding people. You don't have to preach to people and tell them, oh, be Muslim. You need to be Muslim. You don't have to do that. To tell you the truth, encourage people to do good. When you hear people cursing, say, let's not do that. They will listen. When you see people talking about getting drunk, remind them. That might not be good. You might hurt somebody. Do you understand? There's a way in order to give da'wah without you thinking that you make Muslims. Because that thing don't work. Alright? We don't make Muslims. So the whole thing, you just want to grab a bunch of people and put them inside the masjid and have them say ashhadu, that don't eliminate the problem. Because people, they take shahada, but they're still doing a whole bunch of other stuff. We need to remind the people about being good, about having manners. Some adab. What good is the man? He's beating his wife, and then he takes shahada, and then he's beating his wife, Muslima. What good is it? There's no remedy, there's no cure. Man, he's stealing. Oh, he's going to take shahada. He's going to keep stealing. What good is it? We have to try to help the people inside of the issues that they have as individuals. And this is why we have to study the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is why. Because the Prophet paid attention to individuals. And he taught individuals where they was at. Everybody can't be all the way up here. Do you understand? Everybody study the Quran and read the Quran. Try to remind the people about building their relationship with Allah. Do you remember, know your voice? That's what we got to tell them. Who created you? Who's your creator? They don't know, man. People don't know. They've been programmed a whole other different way. And we have to, so the Prophet understood that when he was dealing with the Quraysh. He had been reprogrammed. And he had to reprogram them again. So first, we have to reprogram ourselves. Let's change our mind. The mind is the chief. The body is the servant. Your mind is some kind of mind, you just do it, do it, do it. But the taqwa is the controller. Do you understand? The taqwa is the controller. It's not to say that you're not going to feel like doing something you ain't supposed to be doing, because that's going to happen right after Salat al-Jumu. Me first and foremost. I know. But you be aware. Be aware of what comes to the mind, and then you can control it. You can control it. Be aware, let it go, and then keep moving. That's how we control ourselves. Dhikr Allah, the greatest of all actions. So it's more like solutions to our issues inside of our everyday life. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. You want taqwa, Surah Al-Baqarah, and then fast. Some of us only fast in Ramadan, we got cold. You have to try fast, man. It's going to change your mind. Fast, man. Say, I got to fast. Fast once a month. At least fast twice, once a week. Fast twice a week. Something. We just got to, look, the point for all of we got to do something, man. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say that thing. And a lot of people was tripping, oh my God, and it's on Jummah Muslims. And it's on Jummah, the last day is on Jummah, this is all over. But what did we do to prepare? Did we make the Hajj lesson? Did we get up for Salat al-Fajr? Or did we get up to go to work? What did we do? Did we make Fajr when we felt like it? Or did we make Fajr when Allah had prescribed Fajr? Did we make the Hajj? Did we sacrifice our sin? Did we give to the poor? Did we ask Allah to seek the stuff from? Was we nice and kind? Was we arguing? If it really was, that's just a citizen of test, just to ourselves. If it really was, nobody believed it, but I'm just saying. If it really was, think about it. Because it can happen any day. Our end can happen any day. Who said that you're going to be a witness to Yawm al-Qiyamah while you're alive? Who said that? You might die tomorrow. You might die after June. That's why I have to tell myself. I had to tell myself that. I saw a minister's mother, but I'm going to die soon. I said, wow. I'm going to die soon. I'm going to die soon. Each one of you need to tell yourself the same thing. I'm going to die soon. And if I die, will Allah be pleased with me or not? He won't know until we get there. But all we got to do is look at our actions. I don't want Allah to take me while I'm in this state. I want to take all my peace. Take all of us in the state when you are pleased. Yeah, okay. I mean, when we're doing our best of good deeds, then please call us home. And our loved ones. We want everybody. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you see him here, you don't want nobody there. You ain't got time to be hating and being upset with nobody. The mistakes they made against you, they don't know of that. Forgive them. Let all of that stuff go. Change your mind. May Allah bless us to change our mind to a mindset that's always focused on Allah, feeding our Lord, being connected with our Lord, Ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us to have a mind that's focused on following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the best of manners, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah please give us a mind that's always consciousness and that's thinking about doing your pleasure, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In all of our dealings, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially in this dunya, in this ignorant world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, please give us a mind that's strong to be able to speak a good word that will touch the hearts of the ignorant, Ya Allah, and remind them about you. Please forgive us the mind, Ya Allah, that's wrapped, Ya Allah, with all of your amal and your trust, Ya Allah, your honor, Ya Allah, your peace, your love. Give us a mind that's always happy, be because we know that you are in control and you have all the power, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give us a mindset, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we are your servants and that we are here to remind the people about you, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give us a mindset that you are pleased with us and that you are happy with us and that you have angels helping us, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give us a mindset, Ya Allah, that we do not follow shaitan in anything, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be it big or small. Please, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, accept from all of us, have mercy on all of our loved ones, all of our families, those who are suffering in Syria and Burma and Afghanistan and Iraq and Pakistan and Somalia and Sudan and America, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everybody all around the world with their dua and they cry to you, for we feel their pain, Ya Allah. Please give them the same mindset that you are there, you've given them freedom and happiness and peace, Ya Allah. And the ones you call home and the ones that you have left here, Ya Allah, give them comfort from dreams, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from their loved ones, Ya Allah. And please eliminate this trial for us, Ya Rabbil Alameen. And establish Islam inside of ourselves, inside of our homes, Ya Allah, inside of our communities, inside of this nation, Ya Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bless us to be good reminders and good examples of Islam as a remedy and a solution to peace, happiness among the people who are Muslim and among the people who are not Muslim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka Hamidun Majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka Hamidun Majid. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد بعداد من صال وصام اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد بعداد من بعاد وصام والصلي على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى كل ملائكة المقربين وعلى عباد الله الصالحين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بأهل وإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون ذكر الله تعالى وأعلى وأولى وأعز وأجل وأتم وأهم وأكبر ربنا تقبل منا وإقام الصلاة اللهم صل على محمد